All right, I want to show you guys some pictures, and maybe you guys can help me identify some of what's going on here. Does anybody know what that's a picture of? Yes, sir. Oh, you forgot. Anybody else know? Yes, ma'am. Laying down my life as a priest. Very good. Do you know which one I am? Does anybody know from that picture which one? Do you know? Yes, sir. On that picture? I'm the one in the bed. Right. Which one? Do you know which one I am? Yes.
That one.
That one. The first one. Yeah, the first one. So this is the picture of the day I became a priest. And some of you might be paying attention because sometimes I'll tell people like how long I've been a priest. Does anybody have any idea now how long I've been a priest? Any guesses? Yes, sir?
71 days.
71 days. Close. 3,439 days I've been a priest. So just to put that in context, that's 9.5 years I've been a priest. And I love being a priest. I love being able to help people. I love being able to serve. We heard today in the second reading, the letter of the Hebrews, that Jesus Christ was the first high priest, that he was called among men to be the one to offer sacrifices and to be the one to make an offering for sin. And so today the church celebrates this very, very cool day called Priesthood Sunday. So it's a day that we get to say thanks to God for the gift of priests. We thank God for priests that have helped us learn about Jesus, helped us on our way. Maybe they baptize us. Maybe they give us first communion. They heard our first confession. And so this is the day the church sets aside to say, let's pray for priests. I think it's really cool that so many of you are wearing those awesome red stickers that you got on the way in. So I can feel the love and the support and the encouragement. So thank you so, so much for all you do to support and encourage us as priests. Who was the original high priest, I said? Yes. No, not me. No, not me. We heard in Hebrews, remember? Father Borsky, right, he was the pastor here. But the original high priest, do you remember? I'll give you a hint. Who? Jesus. That's right. Jesus is the high priest. And this is one of my favorite images of Jesus, because this is Jesus as a priest, right? He's wearing a similar vestment to what I have, and he's holding the book of the Gospels, and he's saying, look, I'm the original priest. I'm the one who showed you how to pray and to love and to live. And what did Jesus do in the Gospel today that was priestly? What did he do? Do you remember? Yes, ma'am. He made a blind man see. This guy Bartimaeus wasn't able to see. And he cries out and he says, Jesus, I just want to see. Can you touch me? And do you remember what the people that were around him were saying? They were like, what? They were like, shh, don't bother Jesus. He's too busy for you. And Jesus says, no, I need to help you. And so Jesus shows us what it means to be a priest, because he wants to help. He wants to love. He wants to share. I want to tell you a little bit of my journey, because a lot of times, and this is probably the most common question I get in social circles, like at parties or events, they're like, hey, Father TJ, why'd you want to be a priest? So I want to tell you why I became a priest. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. So let me show you this. Let me show you this picture. This might surprise you, but this is me when I was a little kid.
No.
No. You guys are saying, no way, Jose. Who am I dressed as?
Superman.
See, when I was a little kid, I dressed up as Superman because I wanted to do something amazing in life. I wanted to do something super and awesome. And little did I know that I would grow up and have like superhero powers as a priest. But as a 3-4-year-old, I was like, I want to be like Superman. I want to tell you this very cool part of the story. Can you see somebody else in the picture besides me?
Yes.
Who do you see?
Brother.
My brother. Where's my brother? Where can you have good eyes? You see him in the door. My brother's 3 years younger than I am, so he's probably a little under a year old, maybe about a year old in this picture. And my brother had this great gift that whenever he was quiet and had to be still, he would scream at the top of his lungs. So that made it kind of hard when we would go to church, because there were times when he just got bored. And so he'd scream at the top of his lungs. Now, we were at a church that didn't have a cool family room. We were at a church that didn't have a cool nursery that you could drop kids off who might be a little rambunctious. So my parents, every time my brother got crazy, they would have to take him where?
Outside.
And so they're going outside, and my brother would stop screaming. They'd come back in, he'd start screaming again, they'd go back out, and they couldn't get anything out of mass. And they're like, well, what are we going to do? So my parents had this great idea. They're like, okay, we know there's lots of masses at our church. So Saturday night, dad's going to go to church, and mom's going to stay home with my brother. And then on Sunday morning, they switch. And then mom goes to mass, and dad stays home. And then they asked me a question. They said, hey, TJ, who do you want to go to church with? So by a show of hands, students, how many of you, if you got that choice, how many of you say, I want to go Saturday night with dad? Raise your hand. How many of you would say, I want to go on Sunday morning with mom? How many of you would say, I don't want to go either time? If my brother doesn't have to go, I don't want to go. There's a couple of you put your hands up. Now, how many of you would say, can I go to Mass both times? Okay, if you put your hand up, then maybe you might be a priest or a nun. Okay, because that's what I said, and my parents were like, wait, he wants to go to Mass Saturday night and Sunday? Like, our son is weird. But they knew, like, they knew when I was this age, they're like, uh-oh, maybe he's called the priesthood. But I loved going to church because it was amazing. When I would go to Mass, I would hear the beautiful music. I would see the awesome prayers. I would hear God's word proclaimed. I would hear the priest or deacon give a homily, and I would listen intentively to the words, and I knew that something awesome was happening. And something really, 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 really cool happens when you get into second grade. How many of y'all are in second? Yeah, what happens in second grade?
You get your first
reconciliation, and then? First communion. So here's a picture of me when I made my first communion. Like, see, I was a kid just like you. Okay, some people think that, like, priests mysteriously get dropped off by a spaceship and, like, ooh. But I didn't. Like, I was just like you. I was a second grader once, and I got to receive first communion. And when I made my first communion, I knew something awesome was happening. I knew something amazing was happening, that Jesus gave himself to us. And he said, let me give you this gift so that you can love like I love, so that you can live like I live. And I loved being able to receive my first communion. And shortly after I made my first communion, I signed up to be a helper at Mass. And what can kids do when they help at Mass? What can you do? I'll give you a hint. They're sitting over there. They're what? They're servers, right? So I became an altar server. And I said, I want to serve Mass. And I serve for everything. I serve for funerals. I serve for baptisms. I serve for weddings. I serve for Sunday Masses. And I got to serve. One of the coolest things about being an altar server is where you get to sit in the church. There's like awesome seats in the church when you get to be an altar server. Like, look how close they are to the action. Like, the altar servers get the best seats in the house, and that's what I got to do. And not only did I get to have one of the coolest seats in the house, I got to do what? I got to help. I got to hold the book for the priest. I got to wash his hands. I got to help with the gifts. It was awesome. And so by serving at Mass, by being present at Mass, I knew something awesome was happening. Something awesome happens here every single time we gather to celebrate, because God makes himself known to us both in word and in sacrament, and he gives his love to us. Okay, you can put your hands down for now. I'm going to tell you some more stuff, okay? All right, so then I got a little bit older. Do you want to see a picture of me when I got into high school?
Yeah.
All right, so this is me when I got into high school. So see, I'm just a normal kid again, right? I'm just a normal kid, and I when I got to be this age, I started to ask the question, like, God, what do you want me to do in life? And along the way, people would stop me and they would say, hey, what do you want to do when you grow up? I'm like, I don't know. And they would say, hey, have you ever thought about being a priest? And I'm like, wait, a priest? And they're like, yeah, we see you serve, we see you Mass, we see you're reverent, we see you love Jesus. Have you ever thought about being a priest? And I said, I don't know. Never thought about that. But as I got older, as I got into high school, the question came more often. Because when you get into high school, adults will start asking you, like, hey, what do you want to do after college? What do you want to do after you graduate high school? And so people start asking me all the time, have you ever thought about being a priest? And because they did, that so many people that God put in my life and said, have you ever thought about being a priest? I started to say, well, geez, maybe I should think about being a priest. And so I started asking God, "What is that what you want of me? Do you want me to give my life to you? Do you want me to be a priest?" And so I asked God, is that what you want me to do? When I graduated from high school, I decided to go to the University of St. Thomas. Does anybody know where that is?
No.
University of St. Thomas is in downtown Houston. Here's a picture of the campus. I think it's a pretty place. But I share this picture with you because that's the chapel of St. Basil. And it's a place that when I was in college, I would go and I'd pray all the time. And I would go and I would ask God, like, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to live my life? And the answer to the prayer came, hey, you should think about priesthood. You should think about giving your life to me to serve. And so I started to think about that. Also, when I was in college, I went to Mass every day. How many of y'all have ever been to daily Mass? Like a Mass during the middle of the week? A few of you have? But I thought it was awesome because I started going to daily Mass and I realized, like, daily Mass is like half an hour. It was like 22 minutes if there was a small congregation. And I thought, man, this is so cool. We can praise God. We can love God. We can give our heart to Him. And He gives Himself to us. And by going to Mass every single day, I knew that God was asking me to do something. I knew that God was asking me to give my life to Him. And so what did I do? I went to seminary. And I spent 6 years in seminary allowing the Lord to form me, to change me, to open my heart and say, I want you to follow me as a priest. And so my friends, I want to have a message. I have a message for you today. I want you to know that God has a plan for you in your life. Like God's plan for me was that I would become a priest. And God's got a plan for you. I don't know what that is, but I hope you're open to whatever it is. And parents, I hope that when you're talking to your kids, when you're talking to your family, I hope that you encourage them to consider the option of priesthood or religious life, because it's an amazing gift. And our church needs priests and nuns to give their lives to Jesus, to give their lives of hope for the next generation. And so I thank you for all your prayers. I thank you for all your support. The gift of priesthood is an amazing gift that God gives a church. And as a priest, I get to do some awesome things. I get to help. I get to heal. I get to forgive. I get to love. And so my message to you is be open to whatever it is God's asking you to do with your life. And if God's calling you to be a priest or religious, be open to that because He loves you. He loves you a lot. And so as we continue our celebration today, we thank God for His incredible gifts, the gift of love in our lives. And we also ask the Lord to continue to bless the church with an abundance of priests that can give their lives to the Lord. Thank you guys very much. You can go back and have a seat.